strange.
Probably only gets committed to order at 6:12 p.m. I don't know.
24th.
Let's see, 24th of April, President, I'm seeing the first gentleman, Senator Adams and Fisher. We have the fourth Senator Resolution 59 with the prime sponsor, Senator Zara. Senator Zara, would you please like to tell us about the rest of the resolution?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, Senator Zara, Senate District M. N. As in
normal.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this resolution was put together as a coordinated effort with the other states that are members of the Pacific Victors Legislative Task Force, which are California, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska. And it came about as a result there of the concerns there that people were having in these states. Did I mention Idaho? Idaho is also part of it, except they don't have coastal waters. But they do have salmon, which ties it together. But the coastal states, there was a concern there that foreign vessels were coming into our waters, or vessels that had traveled to foreign countries and were coming back into our waters and were discharging ballast water back into our estuaries in our coast, and not being familiar with what may be included in those waters. We felt there that it would be good for us to start promoting a ban of this type of activities. And so the whereas clauses requests that the Coast Guard begin to adopt regulations to prohibit the discharge of these ballast waters, and as an alternative, require that the vessels that have left foreign ports picking up ballast water and before entering U.S. ports, that they discharge their ballasts in the open sea, and then pick up, if they need additional ballast water, pick up fresh water, and then bring that water back in with them. And if they have to discharge on the inland waters, then discharge that water, but rather than bringing waters, let's say, from Hong Kong, where you may not know what may be a problem there, which could cause further problems in our waters. That's basically the intent of the resolution, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions? I have a real quick question. Is it a safe maneuver to discharge and recharge yourself with ballast water at sea when you're under power? If that's something you have to stop to do in a large ship, do you know?
Madam Chairman, I don't know. I would suspect there that the larger vessels probably have sectional tanks, that certain tanks that could discharge and then refill or whatever. And I don't know if they would. Would it cause for them, would it become a complete stop out in the ocean, or whether they could do that while they are underway? I'm not quite sure.
Any further questions? It's a pleasure to hear you.
That's your point. Do you want to put this in the subcommittee?
No.
The coach is in plain then.
Oh, okay. We'll take care
of it. Madam Chair, I move Senate Flag Resolution Number 59 from committee with individual recommendations.
The article 59 has been moved. Is there any objection? The Senate Flag Resolution 59 moves from committee with individual recommendations.
You're welcome.
We
thank
have
you,
an all-in-mass meeting notice for Thursday night, again, from 6:30 to 8:30. We are trying to complete a CS for 504 that we can get to you ahead of time for you to look at. We run into some definitional problems on production facilities, exploration facilities, along with some other problems. We will continue working on that CS, try to get it to you so that we can have a public hearing for the evening. With that, we'll adjourn.